From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Next week, presidential candidates from both parties will report how much money they raised this quarter. Last quarter, Senator John McCain, once considered the Republican frontrunner, came in third behind Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani. And in the all-important expectations game, that's left McCain in a tough spot. NPR's Greg Allen covered McCain's fundraising this week in Florida, and he has this report.
The Sunshine State receives regular and frequent visits from just about every presidential candidate, and none more than John McCain.
Now I'm glad to be here in Florida, coincidentally with the movement of the primary to January 29th. That's just pure coincidence. But
along with its early primary, Florida has something else attractive to candidates: money. Senator McCain held at least six fundraisers during a two-day swing through the state this week, hitting major cities from Miami to Jacksonville. At last night's Lincoln Day dinner in Orlando, Jackie Wilson said she's a McCain supporter, but at the same time, she's a realist.
I think he's a wonderful man, but I don't think his chances are way up there. Like they say in the polls, he's third in line right now. We're hoping that he'll move up a little bit more, but
polls show McCain trailing Romney, Giuliani, and in some cases, the latest Republican hopeful, actor and former Senator Fred Thompson. Some of this is chalked up to McCain's support for an unpopular war and an unpopular immigration bill. This early in the race, polls may not mean much, but how much cash a candidate raises is an important indicator about how he or she's doing with a core group: party donors. Stuart Rothenberg publishes the Rothenberg Political Report.
The buzz is that Senator McCain's presidential race is in trouble. His fundraising in the previous quarter was a little disappointing, especially compared to some of his rivals. And so people will be looking at his fundraising numbers to see how energetic that campaign is and whether he may be rallying.
McCain says he's working hard to raise more money than last quarter. But at the same time, he says, don't expect too much.
Well, I think it's important to do okay. It's been very tough. There's a lot of candidates, and there's a lot of people are a little dispirited, but we're working hard. And we weren't going to win this campaign on money anyway. It's going out, doing the town hall meetings, getting on the bus, going from one town to another. That's the kind of campaign we'll carry out, and money doesn't play that big a role in that kind of campaigning.
It's not that McCain isn't raising a lot of money. Rothenberg says he expects McCain will report raising $15 million or more this quarter, and that's more than enough to run his campaign. McCain's problem, Rothenberg says, is that by lagging behind Romney and Giuliani, he's created a perception that his candidacy is losing steam.
I think perceptions about the quality of the campaign, his fundraising, and his viability affect the extent to which he can draw a crowd and draw attention and get people to listen to his message. So absolutely, message is important. There's no doubt about that in anybody's mind. The question is whether people are listening to John McCain, whether they believe he can win, whether they will pay attention to him.
There's another factor that may contribute to McCain's fundraising challenge. For years in the Senate, he's made a cause of campaign finance reform, working to reduce the influence of money in campaigns. And while there are few candidates more comfortable on the stump, the other equally important part of campaigning is raising money. And McCain freely admits he doesn't like it.
I mean, are you learning to enjoy it more? Or has
a little straight talk? No.
How well McCain does in overcoming his distaste for fundraising, while important, isn't the only thing that will determine the future of his campaign. In 2003, many people wrote off Democratic candidate John Kerry for many of the same reasons, and he eventually came back to win his party's nomination. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.